Looking for inspiration? You've come to the right place, the Christian Science Daily Lift. Today we have Madeline Cassidy from West Islip, New York.
Out of the blue, I received very sweet compliments from two of my colleagues. It took me by surprise, and I found myself afterwards walking on air, as they say. But as the day progressed, I began feeling that something more was needed in the way I'd been thinking about this. I took a few moments to pray. A picture of an incomplete circle came to mind. What could that mean? Surely I reasoned it's natural to feel good about receiving some kind words. I remembered a quote from Jesus that I'd read just that morning in the weekly Christian Science Bible lesson. "Ye are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works." I thought, wasn't that what had occurred earlier? But then I recalled the last part of Jesus' quote, "And glorify your Father, which is in heaven." There it was, the full circle, what we might call the circle of light. In Christian Science, we learn the great truth that we are the spiritual image of God. All the beautiful qualities we express are directly attributable to God. They come straight from Him. As we reflect these qualities, we are glorifying God right where we are. In one of her writings, Mary Baker Eddy shares this inspiring statement, "Man shines by borrowed light." I love pondering this idea. To me, it means that the good we show forth is the natural outcome of our relationship to God, and that this goodness is not limited. The good we express comes from an infinite source of good, our Father, Mother, God. Goodness radiates from God, and we express the outcome of that emanation. We can always be grateful to receive kind words and to offer them too. But it adds a shining touch in those moments when we give the honor due to God. It's then that the circle of light comes full circle.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.